April marks a double fiscal whammy for the federal government. The most recent continuing budget resolution will keep the feds funded until April 8th. Furthermore, it's expected that the federal debt will butt up against its legal limit around the same time next month. But will these deadlines force lawmakers to act responsibly? Here now, Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV, and a good friend of mine. Okay, so on April 8th, next Friday, we might have this double whammy of the government's ability to spend money runs out, because that's all Congress authorized, and the government's ability to borrow money may reach its legal limit, right, which is like 14.294, nearly, yep, 14.3 trillion. We borrow about $4 billion a day. We're scheduled to hit that magic, right, number the same day the government can't spend money. What happens? What do the Republicans do?
Yeah, well, this is the $100 question. It's more like a couple of trillion-dollar question. This is a time, I think there are two things that the Republicans need to be doing. And actually, it's not just the Republicans, it's the Democrats, too. They need to come up with a way of talking about budgeting for the rest of this fiscal year, as well as really get cracking on 2012. We have a long-term spending and revenue problem. The only revenue problem we have is that we try to spend too much. Right. We need to get that hammered out. In terms of the continuing resolution, I don't think there should be one. I don't think that there should be an increase in the debt limit. We can continue to pay certain bills under whether or not the debt limit has been reached. Right. And what we need to do is to start talking seriously about long-term plans to restrict spending
You advise the Tea Party, libertarian-leaning, small government-advocating Republican in the House of Representatives to do when the leadership of the House comes, yeah, and says, oh, we cut this deal with the White House. Instead of, yeah, borrowing $1.6 trillion, he's only going to borrow $1 billion. Should they, right, say no and let the government shut down? Or should they say yes, yeah, and look into, sure, their political graves?
First off, the government is not going to shut down. If the government, if the continuing resolution runs out and they'll do something about that, that's one thing. The debt limit will not mean that the government shuts down. All they have to do is reprioritize things to keep paying interest on the debt. That's
right, but
not,
if they can't,
it's
come
not
to
a shutdown.
If they can't come to an agreement, and these Republicans have to choose between shutdown,
yeah,
and borrowing, what,
yeah,
should,
no,
they do?
What the Republicans should do is, first off, they shouldn't talk to John Boehner, who supported TARP, who supported No Child Left Behind, who supported every war that we've ever been in as long as he's been in office. What they ought to do is say, you know what, you're not the leaders. The people are our leaders, and they ought to go and hold a press conference a couple of days before any of this happens and say, look, we are trying to work with people in both parties to say, we need to change what we're doing here, and we need to do it ahead of the deadline.
We only have about 15 seconds. Is it realistic that the type of cuts that Ron Paul and Rand Paul have, mm-hmm, proposed, a half a trillion a year for,
right,
4 years, will happen? Or will the Congress that loves nothing more than to give away our money, whether we have the money or not, never accept that kind of discipline?
One way or another, we're going to see significant cuts coming over the next 5 years or the next 10 years. We need to, we have to, and ultimately, math doesn't lie. We're gonna see cuts, and the question is whether or not we're riding the bull or the bull's riding us.
Nick, nicely put. Nick Gillespie, thanks for joining us.